From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Texas and Louisiana have been declared major disaster areas after the powerful Hurricane Ike battered the Gulf Coast yesterday morning. Thousands of homes are flooded and large areas remain underwater, including the city of Galveston. Millions of customers in the two states are without electricity. At a press conference today, Houston Police Chief Harold Hurt issued a warning to residents.
Starting tonight through Friday, that is next Saturday morning, that will be a 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew throughout the city of Houston.
NPR's Carrie Kahn joins us from Houston. Carrie, what else are officials there saying?
We heard about the curfew, and that is just for the city of Houston. Houston officials asked that other municipalities in the county respect the curfew, and we're going to see if it's going to be for a wider region. But that's pretty significant all the way through Saturday morning. Mayor Bill White spoke a lot about the power situation, and at one point in the press conference, Leanne, he was pleading with the power company. It really did sound like he was pleading. He said, do everything that is humanly possible. Bring your people in from all over the country, do whatever you need to do to get the power on, because rescue and recovery efforts in this region are really hampered without power. For one thing, they are trying to bring in ice and water for people because the water system may have been compromised. And he says that there are trucks coming on the way. He refused to disclose where they were leaving from or when they would arrive, because he said he can't say where the distribution centers will be because they don't have power to them. So you can't really put ice out there because it will just melt. And so it is becoming a dire situation.
Carrie, what are the weather conditions like there now?
It is raining very hard. That is another thing that is complicating everything here in Houston. It has been began pouring early this morning. There are flash flood warnings. There are thunder and lightning strikes. And so that is really hampering rescue activities. And also it's really causing problems for residents who are already trapped in their hot, stuffy homes without power. And they have leaky roofs and they have other problems that they're dealing with. So the rain is not a good situation. The only good thing is that once the rain passes through the area, there will be a cold front coming, and they say there will be a significant drop in temperature, about 10 degrees, and I'm sure that is great news for sweaty Houston residents.
Carrie, you actually went out and spoke to some residents. What did you see? What did people say?
It depends where you go, of course. The closer you get to Galveston Bay, the more difficult the situation is, the more intense the flooding was. We were in Baytown, which is at the top of Galveston Bay, and just saw a horrific scene at the marina down there where Ike's fury just tossed dozens and dozens of boats all around, throwing them up on the shore till they were stacked like matchsticks. That was just incredible to see. Everywhere we went, we saw downed power lines. We saw trees just littering streets and neighborhoods. It's just going to be a massive cleanup effort. You can just see that wherever you go.
NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Houston. Carrie, thank you very much and take care.
Thank you. You're welcome.